From the Heart, July 25. A False Confession and Promise. I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and my people and I are wicked. My people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. The only true safety of nations and individuals is to be obedient to the voice of God and to ever stand on the side of truth and righteousness. Pharaoh now humbled himself and said, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. He entreated the servants of God to intercede with him, that the terrific thunder and lightning might cease. Moses knew that the contest was not ended, for he understood the workings of the human heart that is set in proud defiance against God. Pharaoh's confessions and promises were not made because there was any change in his mind or heart, but terror and anguish compelled him, for the time being, to yield the controversy with God. Moses, however, promised to grant his request as though his confession was genuine and his repentance sincere, for he would not give him any occasion for future exhibitions of stubbornness. On going out of the city, he spread abroad his hands unto the Lord, and the thunders and hail ceased, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. But as soon as the awful exhibitions of divine power had passed, the heart of the king returned to its stubbornness and rebellion. The Lord was manifesting his power to confirm the faith of his people Israel in him as the only true and living God. He would give them unmistakable evidences of the difference he placed between the Egyptians and his people. He would cause all nations to know that although they had been bound down by hard labor and had been despised, yet he had chosen them as his peculiar people, and that he would work for their deliverance in a wonderful manner. By long association with the Egyptians and continually beholding the imposing worship of idols, the Hebrews' idea of the true and living God had become degraded. They saw the idolatrous Egyptians enjoying an abundant prosperity, while they were continually taunted with the remark, "Your God has forsaken you." But by his mighty works, the Lord would now teach his people in regard to his character and divine authority and show them the utter worthlessness of false gods.